Unit 3. Listening. Page 20.
So, finally, let's have some advice from each of you about how to go about getting that first job, the one you've studied so hard to prepare for. Samuel.
My advice is this. Especially with the first job, prospective employers want to get a complete picture of you, not just what you've been studying and your holiday jobs. So, include a section in your CV for the things which you like doing in your free time. These say a lot about you and may make you a lot more interesting than all those other kids who just spend their evenings going to the pub or listening to music.
Okay. Marta?
I was reading somewhere that in the US, more than 80% of applications nowadays are made electronically. Personnel officers don't want the trouble of having to file lots of applications. So what comes by snail mail goes straight in the bin. What goes into the computer is there in front of you at the click of a mouse.
Well, thanks for that, Marta. Salim, what's your advice?
Well, I agree with everything I've heard so far. But one thing I'd like to emphasise is that you've got to make yourself as attractive as possible to a potential employer. So make your good qualities stand out. On the other hand, don't ever tell a lie, because it'll catch up with you in the end. You know, you'll be found out. And when that happens, the only thing you'll achieve is a feeling of embarrassment.
That's good advice. Yukari, it's your turn to offer some words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom? Mine's just plain common sense, Harry, and comes from long experience of non-native speakers writing applications in English. Get someone to look it over before you send it. Someone who speaks the language well, preferably a native. Because it's such a pity to lose that all-important chance for a job interview because of some slight grammatical mistakes. And they do make a difference to the impression you're giving.
Good point, Yukari, and I couldn't agree more. What about you, Ivan?
Frankly, I agree with everything that's been said in the last 5 minutes. You know, I get pages and pages of applications every week, and I find it hard to sort people who are genuinely interested in working for us from the ones who just send the same application to every company on the internet. So though they all have names and addresses, they don't all get replies. My advice is follow up that application with a call to ask if your application has been received and to show that you really are interested. It makes all the difference. And chances are you'll get invited in for a chat.